I ski hard across the dipping snowfields to get my heart pounding, drop to my belly in the target box, and wrap myself around an Ishmash, a 22-caliber Russian biathlon rifle. 50 meters away, the golf ball-sized target jitters in my front sight. I exhale, hold steady, pull the trigger. Shoot off 5 rounds and ski away. Wayne Peterson, owner of the Jackson Biathlon Range, looks through his scope to see how I've done. He shakes his head, either with amazement that a novice shooter with only an hour of training and really thick glasses can shoot so well, or because I am the worst shot he's ever seen. A hay and cattle farmer most of the year, Peterson turns the family's rolling patchwork of fields into a ski and shoot course beside the looming twin crown of Doublehead Mountain.
Nordic skiing in the States is a fringe sport to begin with, and this is a fringe sport of a fringe sport.
The fringe of the fringe here, but
in Europe, biathlon is the largest winter televised sport.
World Cup events can draw upwards of 80,000 fans. And while Norway, France, and Belarus have been the big biathlon winners at Sochi, the U.S. has never won an Olympic biathlon medal. As with the curious sport of curling that seems to mix shuffleboard with housekeeping, the biathlon crosses the woodsy pastime of skiing with target shooting.
It's kind of like mixing together two things that don't seem like they would go.
Well, that's the dichotomy of it. I mean, high-level skate skiing or Nordic skiing is, you know, you're right at this, your aerobic threshold, right? And then you ski up to the range, and you have to really change your mentality. You have to switch, okay, I was a skier, but now I'm a shooter.
Therein lies the lure of the sport, the artful transition from peak action to peak stillness.
And so the race, you start off and you go out and you ski a lap. It's anywhere from maybe a half kilometer to probably 1.5 or 1.75 kilometers in length. And you come back into the range and then you transition to being a shooter.
You take 5 shots at 5 targets.
And if you miss 2, then you go and ski 2 penalty laps. And they're around 200 meters long, right? So you want to be long enough so that it makes a difference to your skiing time.
Though it hasn't been officially posted, Peterson, who coaches a junior team, believes North Conway's Sean Doherty will likely be a candidate for the U.S. team's biathlon relay.
You know, the way we kind of look at it is, you know, this range may produce the next Sean Doherty. And we have a junior team that's training here. He's come up here a couple of times, and he's skied around with the kids that are on my junior team, and they're all just, you know, I mean, he's an idol to them.
We arrived downrange to look at my target sheet and my 5-shot group.
You are not the worst novice first-time shooter I have ever seen.
All right.
So right now, you have not a terribly bad group, right?
There are many ways that Peterson could let me know that I am, in fact, the worst first-time novice shooter he's ever seen. But the sound of him adjusting the rifle's sight is clear enough.
You wouldn't normally make that big an adjustment for somebody that was shooting, but...
But seldom does a shooter come along so poor of eye, so nervous of hand. I shoot again with the adjusted sight.
Oh, don't look at the scope.
Peterson looks through the scope.
It's going to be terrible.
Shakes his head, kneels down beside me to adjust the sights again.
All right.
I ski away into the field and, without any good reason, simply crash into the flat, well-groomed trail. And there, in the snow, in my own way, discover the artful transition from peak action to peak stillness that all biathletes must master. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.